You came back? Oh my God, you came back.
No matter what training or experience you have, there's always something you're not ready for. You never believe you'll freeze until you freeze.
T, can you...
She only gets a second into another kiss before he pushes her back. So gently. And he should be gentle. We need her. But I want him to fling her away like a roach.
Oh my God. Oh my God, what is wrong with me?
It's okay.
No, it's not. You don't just kiss people. I didn't even... It's just that your call reminded me. But that's no excuse. I didn't even ask. I'm so sorry.
T, it's okay.
Reminded you of what?
And the way she suddenly looks over at me, startled. I know instantly that he didn't tell her two people were coming.
Oh, hi. Hi. Sorry. You're catching me in the middle of being a huge jerk. I'm not normally... Whatever. Hi, I'm Teresa Perez.
What did you mean? What did his call remind you of?
Dak.
Sorry, it's a stupid thing from when we were... It's stupid.
From when you were...
Together. I don't know. Is it okay to...
Can we actually just get this van into the garage?
Yes! The garage, yes. We are totally wasting time. Let's do that.
I'll drive.
So, your name's Dak.
Short for Dakota.
Then Dak, it's very nice to meet you, and welcome to... Not my house.
Whose house is it?
Guys?
Yes, yes. Want to follow me into the garage? Okay, drive on in.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Can I ask you something really fast so I know how to act around you?
What?
Are you guys together?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Understood completely.
Thanks, T. Sorry to rush you like that. It's just that...
Satellites? I hear you.
What? Satellites?
I mean, my stuff doesn't usually merit satellite attention, but you never know. Always better to be under a roof, right?
Who are you? What the hell are you into?
Dak,
mostly,
it's okay.
I'm a pediatrician.
Mostly?
Why don't I give you the tour?
Tor Labs presents Steal the Stars by Mac Rogers, produced by Gideon Media. Episode 13, Matt 25.
After a five-minute tour of one of the nicest houses I've ever set foot in, she leads us down some carpeted stairs.
And last but not least, actually last and most, the basement.
Wow.
Right?
This is way better than what you had before.
Right? God, when would that have been?
I mean, at least 3 years ago, right?
Yes. We would have still been in that old church, St. something.
So I'm counting 9 beds, 2 cots, 2 TVs, however many games, 1 air hockey table, and 5 mini fridges, meaning either the owner of this house is a really fun granddad with like 20 grandkids, or this is a way station.
He's not a really fun granddad.
Who?
He's rich, obviously. Part of the network, but more of an angel, more hands off. He has, I think, 3 houses, so he's only at this one like 3 weeks a year. He basically told us, whenever I'm away, and if they raid, you're squatters, and I didn't even know you were there.
What network?
It's called, oh, that's right. You'll totally laugh at this. It's new since last time.
Me?
It's called Matt 25.
Really?
The hell is that?
Short for Matthew 25. Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you? The king will reply, truly, I tell you,
whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me.
How great is that?
You can just rattle that off.
I mean, it's the most famous thing in the whole Bible, right?
The network is churches, mostly. Some here, some in California, a couple in New Mexico. ICE got a lot bigger when it went private, but they still can't cover everybody all the time. We find places people can live decently while they wait for squads to lose interest.
Right.
Most of them aren't as nice as this.
And you do this, what, on nights and weekends?
It's not regular, just whenever this is the closest place to get to.
And I'm assuming a truckload of refugees aren't showing up tonight?
Nope. Or just you, I guess. Anyway, sleep on any of the beds. There's a lot of choice. Oh, and the shower, too. Right through there.
Jesus, a shower.
Right? Why don't I leave you guys alone together?
Before you... That thing we talked about?
What thing?
Right, the van. I need to make one more call on that. I can squeeze that in before dinner. Are you guys hungry?
Definitely.
Oh, wait. More importantly, do you guys want to get hammered tonight?
No, oh we basically need to leave at dawn.
Amazing.
Well, you know, I'll put stuff out and you can decide. God, it's so good to see you again. It's so good to see you happy.
I was stationed near here. Met her on a leave weekend. Came back whenever I could.
For how long?
I didn't tell you because I thought that you...
I'm just saying. For how long?
Like 2 years. Around there.
So we're hiding out with your super hot pediatrician ex-girlfriend who you were with for 2 years.
Who has a garage and beds and a shower and who can maybe get us a van and who's been hiding people from Sierra for basically 10 years.
No, you're right, you're right. She's...
What do you want me to say? You want first or second shower?
I want to say, why take turns? But suddenly, I don't want to be naked in front of him. What the hell's happening to me? Pasta and wine on a screen porch on a perfectly cool Texas night. Kind of thing I'd normally enjoy.
Sorry, if I had more time, I'd actually make something instead of just throwing noodles in a pot.
This is perfect.
Homeowner I shall not name is obsessed with wine and pasta sauces, and he's hardly ever here, so sometimes I just help myself.
And if I had access to this, I'd be here every night.
I don't want to draw too much attention to the house. I can only be the cleaning lady so many days a month.
I guess it's easier with a church.
In terms of cover, yeah. It's easier to explain why people are there all the time. But private homes are overall better, because if they come knocking, you can make them go get a warrant, and maybe buy some time, for however long that lasts.
Okay, you know that we, Matt and me, our employers also own ICE. Different division, but the same people at the top, you know that, right? Matt's staring across the table at me like I'm insane. And maybe I am. What the hell am I doing?
But... You're running away from them now, right?
Can I just keep drinking this? Like, he won't miss it?
He doesn't remember what he has. Rich people are weird.
Hey, that works for me. I'm not complaining.
Just don't birthday drink, okay? That's all I ask.
Oh, come on. Come on! That was years
That's
ago!
That's all I ask.
I can't even live that down. What, how many years later is this?
Birthday drinking?
Sorry, Dak. This was his... Which birthday was it?
Not sure.
27th or something?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, like you remember. I take him out, right? This little brat.
First of all, I was not that...
He gets so drunk, this one, right? He just starts singing. Like, singing. First in the restaurant, then all the way home. Now ask me what he was singing.
Okay, just for some context, I almost
Steely Dan. Like, all of Steely Dan. Like, their whole... Who still listens to Steely Dan?
They were a really important
band
for...
Singing?
You haven't heard him?
No.
Well, I mean, actually, that's a good thing. That's a lucky thing for you. Because it was like letting a genie out of a bottle or some shit. I couldn't cram him back in.
Look, I was a young guy having a good time.
Steely Dan at the Mexican place. Steely Dan while I got the check. Steely all the way home.
It was my birthday. I was happy, right? Like, happy birthday.
And you have to understand, Dak, at this time, whenever this was, I had two roommates I had to sneak him past. God, that apartment.
Right. Right. Oh my God.
Which you'd think would make him stop singing Steely Dan, right?
Wait, I didn't stop? I thought I stopped.
No, you didn't. You think you stopped?
When we got inside?
No. No, your big concession to us being inside in the middle of the night was to sing Steely Dan. Like 10% quieter.
Okay, I think there's like a lot of exaggeration happening
there's
here.
There's no exaggeration.
And there's slander happening, and I won't
there's
stand-
There's no slander, there's no- Don't listen to him. Honestly, first thing I did in the morning was look to see if my stuff was on the curb.
Yeah. Yeah, she's probably right. That does sound like me.
Anyway, go easy. That's all I'm saying.
And what about the part you skipped? I don't say. Between the midnight singing and checking the curb in the morning, after you snuck in past your roommates, the birthday grand finale, where you took your clothes off, and I'm guessing no one's ever called you sturdy.
So, guys.
Yeah, you're right.
We really need to figure this out.
The worst part about the stupid small talk while Matt clears the table and she refills our glasses is she's not giving me even one cross-eyed vibe. I am so ready for it, and it's so not happening.
So,
okay, I talked to my guy, and it's sort of a good news, bad news situation.
We don't really have a margin for bad news.
He can get you the van. Actually, it's not a van. It's better than a van. It's a truck. More room in the back for whatever.
But...
he needs it back after.
I said we could pay for it.
You said you could pay $2,000. He won't sell for $2,000.
$2,000's just about all we have left. All I thought I could safely withdraw beforehand.
We can't get it back to him. What are you talking about?
We're not taking it all the way, right? We're transferring to the...
Stop. How the hell does he think we're getting it back to him?
You'd have to let me know where you're leaving it. Coordinates, maybe, or show me on a map.
Are you out of your mind?
What if we did it in another way?
I'm sorry, he has to have that first.
Yeah, great. Should we write it down somewhere? Email it? Tattoo it on your arm?
Dak.
He won't leave the van here without that information.
What if I hogtie him and help myself? How about that?
Then I'll tell him not to come. He's a good man, and that truck has sheltered a lot of people.
What if you could tell him that you're coming with us?
What?
That you'd see the spot yourself and that you could lead him back to it later. Would that be good enough?
What are you talking about?
How would that work?
We take two vehicles. You drive the truck, I ride in the back, Dak drives your car. You see where we leave the van, drive home in your car, and then bring your friend back to the spot the next day.
Are you seriously suggesting she put eyes on the rendezvous?
They're watching the traffic cams, right? For large vehicles? But if they see her driving, they won't care. And maybe they're not looking for us in regular cars.
Why don't you ride with Dak?
There's a... thing in the truck I need to keep an eye on.
He's right. So far the bumped 100-hour clock thing seems to be holding, but we can't assume it'll keep holding.
Okay.
Not like a bomb, I swear.
Hey, excuse me, that still leaves her, who I've never met before in my life, putting eyes directly on our rendezvous point.
She's good for it.
I don't know that.
Wait, so my vouch
isn't-
You're
right, Dak. You don't know me. You have no reason in the world to think you can trust me.
Goddamn right.
But that's also true of hundreds of other people who've been in my care, who slept in basements while I stayed awake. Matthew 25 says treat everyone who's on the run like they're God's children, because that's what they are. I didn't betray them. I won't betray you.
I want to put her face into the table, not because I think she's lying, but because I think she's not.
You seriously... seriously, don't want to ask us a single question?
I never have. I never will.
Then I guess that's what we're doing.
I'll square it with him first thing in the morning.
Okay. Okay, so we're good?
We should hit the bunk.
What?
We should sleep. It's the biggest goddamn day of our lives tomorrow.
But there's... still wine. I mean, we're having fun, right?
We're leaving first thing.
Well, he probably won't get here first thing in the morning.
We can finish the bottle, though, right?
Fine, finish the bottle. You know what? Start another one after that.
I stomped down to the basement, screaming at myself. What are you doing? Are you seriously walking out on dinner like a teenager? Who are you? I head straight to the bathroom. My face feels red hot from wine. I either need water or I need to puke or... it's not that I was never scared in the service. Of course I was scared. But it was like tactically scared. Okay, the situation's this amount bad, so I should be this amount scared. Sliding scale, just as needed. Scared is good. Scared feeds focus. But none of that applies to the kind of scared that keeps growing every minute he stays upstairs with her.
Dak.
Shit.
Let's get you in bed.
I spoon him, which helps a little. I can tell he's not asleep, so I wait for him to talk.
Shit, where's the burner phone?
Pants pocket with my stuff.
Don't we need to have it somewhere we can see it?
That's fine. The Chinese don't even have the number. We'd be calling them, and hopefully not even that.
And I guess if Sierra tracked this one, we're dead already anyway.
Hey. Can we fuck?
Really?
What does that mean?
You were the one just saying that
Well, it doesn't have to be a whole event. We can just...
Okay, but...
What?
Do you seriously feel like it?
As opposed to what?
As opposed to... You think we're gonna die and this is the last time?
I don't know. I don't feel like it.
I don't either.
But we should anyway.
For a second, I think he's gone to sleep. Then...
Here, let me...
I'm ready for it to be terrible. But it's actually okay. But not okay enough to knock me out, I guess. First it's like, why am I awake? What the hell is bugging me? But then it's like, what's not? Which leads into, okay, so what's bugging me right this second? I've got a whole plan for how I'll keep Teresa from screaming when I wake her up. But when I creep in through her door...
Doc, are you okay?
Jesus, you actually do stay awake?
Yeah. I know you and Matt aren't my usual. It's just habit, I guess. What can I do for you, Doc?
You're a doctor, right?
Well, for kids, but sometimes...
Can I show you something? I get her to help me lay Moss out on the garage floor beside the van. She did okay, even with the warm body. Might have hired her once upon a time.
So this... Oh my God.
Yeah.
This is what you and Matt do for a living.
Did, but... Yeah.
Can I examine it?
Just be careful not to knock off any of the moss.
So that's supposed to be there?
Just don't touch it.
God, this is just... This is just so not a man in a suit.
Nope.
And he's always been this warm?
Always. Careful of the moss.
Sorry, right. So its name is Moss, and it has moss on it?
I mean... One thing came from the other. By now, it's basically 4 vertical strands on his chest. Less already than when we got here.
And you don't want me to touch it because...
They had a theory where we worked that when the last of the moss is gone, that means he's dead.
He's not dead now?
Probably. He's probably been dead for years.
So then... What are we doing, Dac?
I don't know.
Why would you show him to me?
I don't know.
A couple hours ago, you wouldn't even...
I watched that moss recede for years, and I didn't think anything about it.
But now that he's in your custody...
But he's dead. I mean, he's almost definitely dead.
But you're not sure.
I'm asking you, aren't you like the...
Pediatrician? For children?
Right.
Human children?
Can't you, like, examine him?
Well, I guess I can feel here and here. The places on a regular body where I would look for a pulse.
But there's not one.
And I could listen here for a heartbeat and here for respiration.
And there's nothing.
And if I had my penlight, I'd shine it in his huge black eyes.
And nothing would happen.
But didn't you already know that? The people you're taking him to, do you think they'll take better care of him than the people you're taking him away from?
No.
Then why are you doing it?
He's our ticket.
Yours and Matt's.
I hurt a lot of people.
Okay.
Getting this far.
Sure. But nothing we can do in this room will unhurt them, right?
But what was I supposed to do? I can't take care of them forever. I can't take care of everyone forever. At some point, it has to be my turn to go home.
And home is?
Matt.
Dak. You have to be careful with him.
What?
He's a beautiful man. Almost like delicate. Even with all the things he can do, it's like he's helpless. Like he makes you want to...
Save him.
I mean, look at me. I'm still not past it. What's the first thing I did when you got here?
What did you mean?
Mean?
Right after you kissed him, you said your call reminded me. Reminded you of what?
We couldn't have a thing like regular people. He kept getting called away to do whatever. So we had to make that exciting. We had a room we used a lot. He'd be gone for weeks or months. I'd be wound up and losing my mind, and then my phone would just ring. And I'd answer, right? And I wouldn't say anything. I'd just breathe. And he'd just breathe. And we'd keep that going for as long as we could stand it. And finally one of us would say, get here. Dak? What did I say? Whatever I said, I didn't mean to...
Forget it.
Can I hug you?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
It's so weird.
What?
My ex-boyfriend's downstairs. There's an alien on my garage floor. And what I'm most worried about is you.
Don't worry about me.
All right.
Don't you dare... worry about me.
I hope Teresa got at least a couple hours sleep after we stuffed Moss back in the van. She's definitely up now. I'm watching through a window at the front of her house as she puts her truck buddy into a cab.
Hey.
Hey.
What's up?
We got the truck.
I'll get her stuff.
Hey.
What?
I won't always be like this.
What are you talking about?
When we're in China and we're rich, I won't be like this.
I think you should be how you want to be.
Morning, guys.
Morning.
Good to go if you are.
Let me get your phone number. I'll need to direct you by phone. Crap, did I leave the burner?
By the bed. I just saw it.
I'll write it down for you.
Plus...
Yes?
There's one more thing we haven't told you.
Okay.
What?
If you're driving the truck...
Right.
It's called a Lloyd suit.
5 hours feels like 20 when I'm writing their conversations in my head. Reminding myself they're in different parts of the truck does nothing. I keep her on the phone for as much of it as I can. I'm still talking to her as we pull up. This is it.
Great. Pulling over.
I watch her walk around to the back of the truck, and I'm about to yell out a warning when she beats me to it.
Matt, cover your eyes. I'm gonna open the back and it's still bright.
It's okay, there's a light in the back.
I know, but it's really bright out here.
And I realize, of course. She's smuggled more people than I have.
I'm not looking. I'm not looking at whatever you have in the truck.
Her eyes meet mine as Matt staggers out. Yeah, okay. I'll say it. I had her figured wrong.
So, want to switch keys?
Yeah, and let's get that suit off you. Fortunately, you didn't need it.
A minute later, Matt's eyes are adjusted, which means I get to enjoy the sight of him unsealing her from the Lloyd suit. How messed up is it that I'm thinking, that's our thing?
Feels good to get that off.
Can you find the spot again for your buddy?
I'm sure I can. Can I hug you?
Whatever.
Thanks for everything, T.
Oh, I love you like crazy.
And that's gonna be the last piece of normal for a long, long time.
How long till the meet?
Little over 3 hours.
Jesus.
Mostly after dark, I'm hoping.
Yeah, me too. Let's set up camp.
The back of the truck's a lot roomier than any of the stolen vans, but it gets hot inside fast. We wait with the back door open.
Huh. Never seen that before.
What?
On his chest, you can see the moss swaying in the breeze.
Shit, is it gonna blow off?
No. No, it's just a little breeze.
Maybe we should close the...
It's fine. It's not blowing off. It's just... wild to see the wind on him.
But all I'm thinking is, it's already less since this morning. It's almost gone. Nothing worse in this world than realizing you nodded off mid-operation. That sense of waking up to every single factor left unattended for how long?
Matt? Matt?
Shh.
He's crouched low by the side of the truck. I climb out as quietly as I can.
Why did you let me sleep?
There's the car. Straight ahead, see?
Jesus, when did that get here?
If it was them, it'd be like a dozen vehicles, right?
At least.
What the hell is one car?
Is there even anyone in it?
I can't tell, but it wasn't there before.
Stay here. Stay with Moss. Close the back. Don't open it for anyone but me, however hot it gets.
You don't want me to come
with
you?
If I knock at all, that means I'm under duress. If I'm fine, I'll just say, you know, open the goddamn door.
Okay, but are you sure you...
Stay with Moss. Do not leave Moss.
All right. Look sharp, though, okay?
Fuck out of here.
There's no way to sneak up on it. We're in wide open desert. All I can do is approach, brazen as anything. If it's a sniper, they can take me anytime they want, but that's been true since they got here. Looks empty. I don't think it's a Sierra car, too old and crappy. Could it just be coincidence? Someone dumped it near our spot and then... What? Where did they go? I reach for the driver's side door. It's empty. I think it's empty. Okay, this is ridiculous. The people after us don't set sly traps. They send tanks. Just check the back seat and get it. And that's when I look through the back window and see the trunk swing open. I try to stand up, get my sidearm up, but they're faster than me. Who's faster than me?
Stay where you are!
And I only see Patty for a second before the whole world is pain.
I knew it would be you. When do you ever delegate?
Somewhere in the back of my head, I know it's military-grade pepper spray, the new kind, 7 million Scovilles. It's like I'm trying to wipe fire out of my eyes.
Hold still, Dak!
She gets the cuffs on me like I'm a child.
You don't mind riding in the back, right?
As soon as I hit the back seat face first, she closes the second pair of cuffs around my ankles.
Shit, I can smell it in the air. Better get some windows open.
Patty. Patty.
Okay, the wind should take care of the rest.
Patty, wait. What are you doing?
What am I doing? I'm saving your goddamn stupid ass.
What?
They have you. Somebody called it in. Exact location.
Teresa. Jesus. I am such an amateur hour fool.
Patty!
I saw the rollout orders, coordinates and everything. I left while they were still mobilizing. Got the best head start I could, but they couldn't be far behind.
Stop. Stop.
If whoever you're meeting doesn't get here fast, Sierra's gonna get to him first. They're coming with everything.
Stop the car.
No.
Man! Stop the car.
They'll get him. They'll get Moss, they'll get the harp, and maybe they'll be satisfied.
Matt!
We're too far away.
Get out of there!
We're too far away now.
And I know she's right. The truck is almost a speck through the back window.
Patty, I'm begging you. I'm begging you. We have to go back. We have to get him.
Shut the fuck up.
Patty, I am begging you.
Just lie the fuck down and wait and let me save your goddamn life.
And now the truck's not a speck. Now it's gone.
Patty, I'm begging you, please. Please. Please, Patty, Patty. I'll do anything, Patty, please. I will kill you! Patty! I will kill you if you don't stop this car!
Steal the Stars by Mac Rogers, starring Ashley Atkinson. Presented by Tor Labs. Produced by Gideon Media. Episode 13 also features Nima Jarabji, Sol Marina Crespo, and Rebecca Comtois. Music by Linda Worsley, sound design by Bart Fassbender, directed by Jordana Williams. Tune in next week for the series finale of Steal the Stars.
You're Salem.
Ma'am, yes ma'am. Lieutenant Commander, shit.
Literally everybody does it.
Matt Salem. Just Matt Salem.
Hattie, I'm begging you, please. Please.
You see a 7-foot gray alien?
Yup.
Then you're not.
Please, Patty, Patty, I'll do anything, Patty, please.
Just to talk.
Fuck you.
Patty!
Is there any way you could bring us the actual alien?
I don't know what quills
some will kill you!
Without Moss.
They'll catch us if we
want. Anything you want to tell me?
They'll catch us if we
want. Do you
love me? I will kill you if you don't stop this car!
They'll catch us if we
want. Patty!
They'll catch us if we want. They'll catch us if we want. Pretend I'm kissing you so hard it hurts.
Pretend I'm kissing you so hard it hurts.
They'll catch us if we want.